Episode number 218, SEMA Show 2009.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza. Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And I am still jet lagged.
I'm beat.
My feet hurt. My shoulders hurt. My back hurts. We walked a lot.
Yeah, we walked a lot in the time. First of all, the daylight savings time changed.
Yeah.
And then our time zone changed. Because we switch parts of the country.
Yep.
And man, it just jacked me all up.
But Vegas is awesome.
Oh man, that was the coolest Vegas trip ever.
Yeah.
I've been to Vegas a few times now, and that one even far above and beyond last year.
I think that was way busier than last year. I mean, in terms of us doing stuff in the SEMA show, way busier than last year. More press conferences. We had more of a schedule this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So let's start off with SEMA then.
Okay.
Well, we get there on Monday. We fly in at the butt crack of dawn. It's 7 a.m. Detroit time.
I lost $10,000 on the slot machines before I even got out of the airport.
We get to our hotel. We can't check in.
Yep.
Because check-in's not till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right on.
So we check our bags and head right over to the convention center.
Yep.
Get our media credentials and then... your car was in the show.
We went straight to my car to make sure that...
We got passes to actually get in early.
Yeah. What a mess that place was. I mean, if you're part of the press, then you've already seen this, but most of you listeners probably aren't. If you've ever been to the SEMA show, or at least seen the pictures, the night before, like 24 hours before, not even 24 hours before, it looks like a disaster.
Yep.
There's not even carpet on the floor. There's shipping crates and cargo crates and cars being moved around.
How many times we almost got run over by a Hilo?
Or a fork truck carrying some gigantic display or something. But they really pull it together at the last minute.
Holy
and
cow.
Suddenly it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
But we get to see my car. Go back to see my car. There it is. Ba-bam. It looked great.
Yeah. Got there all in one piece.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully it left in one piece.
Yeah, that's right. You haven't seen it again.
Yep, that's right. God, what do we do after that?
Well, we got arranged. We met up with a couple people. Tim.
Yeah.
Young from moderncamaro.com.
Yeah.
We got together with him. And then we headed over, once we finally got back and checked in, we headed back again to the convention center for the GM tweet-up meetup in the parking lot of the Las Vegas Hilton.
Yeah.
They had a whole bunch of Camaros you could drive over there.
Yep.
And 2010 Equinoxes.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a nice little reception there.
It's had some good food.
Yeah.
Ran into, John Fitzpatrick.
Fitz.
Fitzy. Well, I don't think you like that one. And Cheryl Pilcher.
Yep. Tom Peters.
Jay Leno's lead mechanic, or maybe his only mechanic.
Yep. Oppenheiser.
Al Oppenheiser was there as well.
And Ed Welburn.
Yep. Ed. And Adam, our friend Adam Bruce.
Adam Bruce.
Was there from Autostream.com.
Yeah.
He'd never driven a 2010 Camaro.
And we got to watch him drive his for the first time.
Yeah. There was some interesting references to losing one's virginity with him doing that. But he thought it was just as good as we told him it was going
to
be.
I know. That was great. Of course, we didn't have to drive one because we own the cars.
Damn right.
But it was great to meet a lot of people.
Oh, David Hamburger was there too.
David Hamburger, yeah.
Yep. We hung out with him quite a bit. And then we all kind of walked inside.
We walked into the convention center.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a private screening of the GM SEMA vehicles that were going to be unveiled for the next day. And, Ed Welburn took us around and showed every vehicle.
Yeah.
Then he got to the last one and removed the cover, and out pops Jay Leno.
And what did he say? Something like, I thought you were never going to pull the cover off that, or something like that. That was very cool. After meeting his mechanic, I thought, I wonder if Jay's around somewhere. And then we went in there, and I saw there was one car that had a cover on it, and then Ed Welburn specifically skipped that one. I thought,
we'll get back to this one.
I wonder if Jay's sitting in that car. And I thought, that's ridiculous. And sure enough, there he was. So introducing his twin turbo V6 Camaro.
Very nice. Very nicely done.
It was really cool. It was very tastefully done.
This was the car that everybody earlier in the day thought was the Z28 that was being unveiled at SEMA. Wrong.
Yeah. yeah. Where is it? Here it is.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Yeah, no kidding.
There. I haven't used that one in a while, so I couldn't even find it. It looked good, but no, it was not a Z28.
No, no.
I would not be surprised if the Z28 borrowed some cues from it, but who knows how much, if at all.
Yeah. But the cars that GM had there were pretty nice. There was the it was like almost like a darker blue called Camaro Dusk.
That was sweet.
That was very nice.
I like that one a lot.
And then next to that was Synergy Green.
Synergy Green.
I can see how people would like that. Personally, no, not my cup of tea.
No, not a fan.
No.
No.
What else did they have?
It looked good. It looked good.
Yeah, sure.
But it didn't look... It's not my style.
Especially with the cyber gray stripes they had on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely...
The spoiler on the back, not a big fan of it.
None of that either.
They announced they were having a new high rear spoiler at the show, and that's what was on the car.
Yep.
What else did they have there?
They had the white one, and then... Well, not to get too far ahead, but I mean, there were Camaros everywhere at SEMA. It was nuts.
Yep.
And most of them completely overdone. Mine didn't stand out very much.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a little bit. Seeing Santa next to Jay Leno was really cool.
It was.
Having him be a part of the Camaro, you know, doing a project of his own was very cool as well.
It was. Yeah.
I
went up to Jay, I shook his hand, I told him, you know, we were really happy to have him, you know, be part of the Camaro stuff. And he's like, hey, man, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
I mean,
Jay, can I have a picture? Yeah, sure. And then he turned away and I got a picture, but.
Let's see here. What else happened after that? We went back to the hotel room.
We went back to the hotel. I think played a couple slot machines and then crashed.
Yeah, we were out.
Like 10:30 that night.
The next day we had to get up and go to, the Fessler Moss. Breakfast.
Press conference. Yep.
Press conference where they unveiled a couple
of... Not much of a breakfast.
Well, our friend Jim liked the donuts.
Yeah. Good old Jim.
Yeah.
Looking for the donuts.
Yeah, the Fessler cars are pretty cool, but, you know, I'd have to... Chris, you and I would literally have to sell both of our houses and all of our cars to just afford the two that they unveiled. Yeah.
The fifth gen starts at $150,000.
Ow!
And the first gen starts at $300,000.
Ow!
Yeah, you got to have some coin. And the guy who was there in the front row, wasn't those both his cars that they unveiled?
Yeah, he commissioned them to build them, and he never even saw them before.
So he just dropped a half a mil on both these cars.
Right, right.
Are you on drugs, or is this your naturally moronic self?
Sorry, they were very, very nice cars.
They were very nice cars. They had the fifth gen had an LS9, and their whole...
They both of them did.
Did they?
They both had matching LS9s.
Okay. They're supposed to be matching, but I know, as Jim was pointing out, hey, this one looks a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, in all honesty, yeah, they're, you know, that's what you pay big money for, a high dollar custom car like that, you know, where it's fully worked from top to bottom. It's actually probably, the price is probably on par.
Very nice cars.
And congratulations to the owner, in all honesty.
Yep.
But yeah, man. Going back to the Camaros, man, they were everywhere.
Oh, boy.
There's probably 30 or 40 of them.
That's what we did for the next couple days, is made our rounds around the giant convention center in Las Vegas, looking at everything. And, of course, even though last year was the Camaro show, I mean, Camaro was the headline name of the show last year.
Right.
This year was the Camaro show, because I think almost everyone had a Camaro in their display.
Any major name did, yeah.
And they, some of them were just wild. I mean, wild, out of this world.
Ugly ass wheels. Okay, let me just get it out there. I can't hold it back anymore. Some of them were killer looking. Some of them were really tastefully done. Other ones were just, sorry, man. You can't...
I don't know how many mail slots you can put in the hood and how high you can go up with the rear spoiler.
Well, you know, the mail slot thing... That was Lingenfelder, and their car was pretty cool overall.
Oh, yeah.
I think at least it was better looking than some of these other hoods that they had, or, God, these body kits on some of them that made the car look like it was wearing a dress.
Holy cow. People just went a little bit too crazy with the body kits.
Well, you know, those were dollar, what were called dollar cars.
Yeah.
They actually were given the car for a dollar.
Okay.
And then they can, based on their plans for it. So their plans got accepted by somebody.
Yep.
And,
But isn't that what SEMA's all about?
It is true. I mean, if you want more performance and, you know, more function over style, then you got to go to PRI in Florida, mm-hmm. which is later this year. But some of them are still, you just got to look at it and go, wow.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Lamborghini doors.
Yeah.
Lamborghinis don't even have Lamborghini doors anymore.
Yeah, no kidding. One of the displays that stuck out with me was the Magnaflow display.
With the car on its side.
With the car on its side, and they showed them the whole exhaust system. Very nice. Mm-hmm. It was all polished and looked really good. I thought that was a neat display.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What was your favorite one?
The GM display, I got to say.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I want to mention, is that the cars that GM did were very tastefully done.
Yes.
Not crazy wild over the top, you know, but that's GM, I guess. Every GM made Camaro there had a Petter suspension on it.
Yeah.
Pete was grinning ear to ear when he was there. And he was running around.
Petter's was well represented with mm-hmm. the Camaro crowd.
Yep. And the Australian counterparts of Petter's was there. I chatted with them a little bit. It was very cool. Yeah, let's talk about some of the people we met while we were there.
Oh, wow.
We mentioned Tim DeYoung and Pete from Petter's and Adam Bruce,
yep.
David Hamburger. Casey Porter,
yeah,
from the American Legend video, which was just released,
yeah, and Return of the Camaro,
and Return of the Camaro as well.
Great to meet Casey. He interviewed both of us for
on
another video he's doing,
and Tim as well.
Yes,
and, you know, Tim, we've known Tim for many years.
Oh, yeah.
So it was always good to have him there. Well, we had our meet and greet Wednesday night.
Yes,
and our friend Jim came out, and geez, man, I lose track.
We had over 20 people. I know that.
20 or 30, yeah. It was really casual. It wasn't
because
meant to
be pretty
big.
Much took over the Aurora bar. They were moving chairs and couches everywhere to accommodate us.
I think some people weren't happy about that.
I know,
either.
Because we kind of bumped them out.
Well, piss they on just, them, man.
Well,
they should have joined the party.
They just kind of looked at us, they grabbed their drinks, got up, and left.
There's other parts of the bar. They just found one.
Yeah.
You know, they can cry. Anyway, our friend from, I'm losing names here for some reason, from UMI, from WS6 Store, Pete was there with his crew. Rob from Wretched Motorsports, one of our sponsors, was there. David Shard from Forgeline and his lovely wife showed up.
Yep.
Very cool to finally meet him after he and I worked so extensively on the wheels of my car. And
we had some site members show up. Mario.
David Hamburger, Mario was there. I think... AZ to Envy was there. Was that him?
I don't know.
With the sweet Z28 tattoo across the back of his forearm,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
I just didn't really catch the name for some odd reason. And
it
I think
was kind of loud, too, and they had the baseball game on.
Yeah. That wasn't too bad.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Overall, it was just very, very cool. Very casual. Don't know really what else to say besides it was busy. And it was great, and we saw a lot of friends, and I wish more people could have been there.
Yeah, I think last year's show was a little bit bigger, though.
I think
there was
right.
a little more open space where they kind of, I don't know, stuck cars, you know, because there was empty space, so they kind of arranged cars there. I don't know.
You know, speaking of, we talked about this a little earlier, but last year it was the Camaro was the theme car, whatever.
Right.
The
this year was like Ford.
Yeah. There wasn't very many Mustangs inside.
No.
And last year...
Or Challengers.
There was Challengers everywhere.
Right. I saw a few Challengers.
I saw a few. But this year, there was very, very few Challengers. I did find one 4th-gen Firebird.
Did you?
In the North Hall for a window tint film company that was on display there.
Wow.
But that was all I found.
I went through that entire place and didn't see not one 4th-gen.
Yeah. I think that's...
Saw one 2nd-gen...
Yep.
A couple first gens.
Well, there's a few there. They're highly customized.
But mostly
ones.
All 5th gens.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. There's a lot of pictures floating around, including one that was provided, one thread that was provided by our friends at Autoblog. They tried, or they claim they actually did take pictures of every single 2010 Camaro there.
Yep.
They called it Camaro Explosion. our friend Jim said that he was going to do it as well, but I'm not sure if he's... got all of them uploaded or whatever his deal is. So hopefully he'll get those up there soon. And you and I were blogging some photos.
Yep.
And I combined them all into one thread just earlier today.
Yep, I saw that. That's cool. I'll post a link to that in the show notes.
Very cool. What else could be said about the show?
It was a great show. I look forward to next year.
It was cool that my car was there.
Yeah.
let me give everybody a little tip who has a 2010 Camaro. If you disconnect the battery, do not open the passenger or driver's side door without making sure that the window is indexed down. Because when you try to close it, it will close, but the window will nearly break on the outside of the car as it didn't index down, so it catches.
Right.
Yeah. And I knew that was going to happen, but I had to get into the car that way for, I can't exactly explain why, but they make you disconnect your battery while it's in the show so nobody starts it and does some nice smoky burnouts into somebody else.
Okay.
So that's my friendly tip of the week. Just even better, just don't go to SEMA. It's a pain in the ass. But the car looked good, man. Got a lot. It was cool to watch people walk around and take a look at it. And
take pictures of it.
Yeah. I met some Japanese magazine. They were taking pictures and writing notes on it. They didn't speak a word of English, and I tried communicating with them, and all he could say was, open hood, open hood. Okay, sure, I'll open the hood. Other times I just stood back and just people didn't know it was my car, so I just listened to what they had to say, and I was very, very pleased at the comments that were made.
Good.
A lot of people said it was clean and mean, so that's the way I like it.
Well, that's what you went for, right?
That's right. So maybe more about
wild.
Well, definitely not. Definitely not. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about it in a future episode. We got to move on, don't we?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks to everybody who showed up, by the way, to the meet and greet. Appreciate it. It was a good time. So, Chris, you said you had, we have just one voicemail?
We have one voicemail this week, yeah.
Okay. All right. Hit it.
Jason, Chris, hey, AJ96228. I'm sure you're going to talk about SEMA this week, and I hope you can provide some perspective, because I'm looking at all these pictures online, and I'm just hating them. I think the tuners went too far, too crazy with the car, and it just looked like ass. Maybe they're better in person. I can talk about that. I think Jason's car is beautiful. It's subtle, but yet makes a statement. I thought the GM concepts looked great. I thought the Anko was pretty well done, but everything else was just way, way too over the top. Maybe it's just my opinion, but I hope you can talk about what you think about just the visuals, about the way the cars look, because I don't think the show did the car justice. Curious what you think. All right, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Well, I think that just kind of reiterated what we said.
I
can't disagree.
Yeah,
I can't disagree.
So
yeah, there was some wild stuff there, and I guess that is the place for them to go wild. So I don't know.
Yeah,
to show off what they can do and
you know
their crazy stuff on it.
You know, I got to call it like it is. I mean, if every car looked like mine, everybody would just gloss over it.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's got to be a little out there.
Everybody wants something to stick out.
Yeah.
And everybody has their own way to do it.
And, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder, but I do agree. Was he the one that was going to show up? I don't... Yeah, to our meet and greet?
Might be.
AZ to Envy or AJ, I get the two mixed up.
Yeah.
I should know these things, but I'm still tired.
Yep.
He's never won before, has he?
I don't know.
Well, Mr. Caller, if you have not won a prize yet for calling and leaving a voicemail, since you're the only voicemail that was left this week, and since we're giving out a prize every week to a voicemail call-in dude, hey, I guess it's you. So just PM me or email us at webmasters@camaroz28.com with your shipping address and your shirt size, just in case we have a shirt that'll fit you.
Yep.
And again, if you haven't won, be honest about it. We'll get some goodies out to you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? I got to open the vault. There we go. And now I'll just close it. And it's cool. Whatever I have to send him, it's cool.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting to do that. Like, that's the third week in a row I forget to open the vault.
Yeah.
We'd like more people to call in and talk to us about things like that. And you could win a prize as well. So here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Just drop us a line if you have a question, want to talk about SEMA. Hey.
Or anything else.
Yeah, anything.
Yep.
Okay. Let's move on to something else.
Okay.
Our poll closed
for
the contest. What's the name of this again?
It's called the Camaro Z28.com Photo Fun Challenge, but it didn't quite turn out to be all that fun. most of it was, and still should be for most people. However, it kind of went in a direction that we didn't really anticipate.
Yeah.
And I guess the bottom line is there are some people that didn't quite understand, you know,
The voting process?
The whole idea of this was for people to get together and have some fun with Camaros and take some pictures and interact with each other on the site.
Right.
And then instead of us voting on it, like, you know, we voted on the top 10, which we received some heat because some people thought that they're,
hey, what are you going
to
do?
And then so to kind of, to remedy that, which was already in the plan anyway, was to let the public vote on the final 10.
Right.
Because if we voted on the winner of the final 10, you know, the grand prize winner, which is a set of Nitto tires, we'd be accused of being biased because if we happened to pick a fifth gen or if we knew the person that was the winner. So, you know, we decided it would be better this time around to let the public vote.
Yes.
And we did.
Yes.
And then now some people disagree with that as well.
Well, what are you going to do? You can't please everybody.
Well, we never changed the rules. No? We tried to make it as clear as possible. And if people didn't get the rules and the guidelines, we really tried. This was all about just providing some cool stuff to our community, the Camaro community at large.
Yes.
And we're still going to do that. We're very sorry if people would have done things better, I guess is the best way to put it, or would have done things differently.
Right.
Not necessarily better, because who knows what's better and what's not.
Yeah.
The polls closed, like you said, Chris, and by only 7 votes, Link WPC...
Is the winner. Yes. So congratulations to him.
Congratulations. Now, I'm going to say this, right? Should I say it?
What?
Well, a lot of people say it was a loophole that he won.
Oh.
Because he used another website to generate votes.
Well, I mean...
What difference does that make?
Look at the voting.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get 500 more votes.
7.
He got 7 more. Okay. How many cars were in that picture he took?
More than 7.
Okay.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
Naturally, people, he was smart about it. We thought it was cool because it was an impromptu picture. That's how it made the top 10. Right. You know? It was at a car show.
There was no duplicate accounts.
Right.
Going in and voting.
We checked them as best we could. I don't think we missed any. We looked at them very carefully. Again, people think that he shouldn't have used another site. We never said that couldn't happen. In fact, we encourage people to kind of get the word out, to kind of garner some votes.
Right.
It wouldn't make a difference if he used another Camaro site or if he used the lounge.
Yeah.
The same result would have happened.
Right.
And again, we tried to get the rules and guidelines as clear as possible. I guess some people missed what they should do. But at the end of all this, it was done right. He generated enthusiasm for his photo among the Camaro community.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was about.
Right.
You know, what more can we say? There's no rules broken. There's no cheating involved. So, you know, we're sorry that not everybody could be a grand prize winner. There can only be one. I mean, everybody gets something out of this.
Right. The all top 10 people are going to get a great prize.
So.
And congratulations again to Link WPC. He's going to win himself 4 brand new Nitto tires.
Courtesy of Nitto and Camaro Z28.com.
Absolutely.
Second place was Mudbone. I'm sorry, Mudbone. Second place was
CR97 WS6.
Right, I really liked that one a lot.
Yeah.
And then third place was Mudbone.
Yes.
Mudbone. Fourth place was just right behind Mudbone, which was Bones 3180.
Yep.
And I think here's the thing. I think the story sold the photo.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to beat this into the ground, but if Link WPC has been accused of having a cheap photo that didn't require a whole lot of setup. Dude, Bones 3180 was walking drunk down the street in New Orleans and whipped out a picture and said, "Here you go."
Yeah.
Come on.
And I kind of like that.
It told a story. And right. So did Link WPC. I liked them all. Even 30th 97Z, that was really cool.
Yeah.
Next time, maybe we'll do things a little different. Maybe we'll just use a random number generator. I don't know, but congratulations to everybody, and we appreciate all the kind words that were said about Chris, you and I, two Camaro guys trying to give some cool stuff away to the Camaro community.
That's all we're trying to do.
And get him to have fun. That was the goal.
I think we accomplished our goal.
Yeah, I think so. That was what we wanted to do, and that's what we did. So, you know, please don't give us hate mail. Please don't call in and tear us up because we did it. You know, wrong in your eyes. We tried our best.
Yep.
And that's it. We try to do this contest every year, something a little different and fun. We are open to suggestions on what kind of contest to have next year.
Sure. We'll have another big contest next year.
Yeah.
And we'll go ahead and post the winners and close the thread and list the prize that they won next to their name.
Yeah. In fact, I've got a lot of prizes and I kind of have to sort them out. So it might be a few days before I actually post them, but they'll be in the thread. Yeah.
And then we'll contact you and get your mm-hmm. shipping information and get you your prize.
That's right. Gosh, what more can be said? It was fun. It was definitely a nice experiment. A lot of cool submissions.
Yep.
I'm just looking them over now. They all had something special about them. Something that was relatively unique. There's some folks that were wondered why they didn't get chosen for the top 10 when their picture was good. And yes, their picture was good.
Yeah.
But
I thought all the pictures were good that got submitted.
Oh, right. Absolutely. But the ones that we did choose for the top 10 had something extra to them.
Yep.
One way or another, it did.
Something that stood out that drew more attention to them.
At least to us. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, our opinion should count for something too.
You think?
Yeah. So I'm just looking. I'm looking at them right now in real time, no less.
Yeah.
Congratulations to everybody. Thank you. Thank you again for participating. That's it, man.
Yeah. I need to get back on to Eastern Standard Time here. Oh boy. It's not going to help that we just got a nice big cup of coffee before the show too.
Yeah, it's not
supposed to fall asleep in a couple hours. Oh well.
We'll just do what I do. Drink a bottle of wine.
A cup of coffee and then a bottle of wine.
Oh yeah, you don't know which way to go.
Yeah, I feel like Elvis going up and down.
And then you sit on the toilet and shoot your television. And then you wonder, what the hell is Lisa Marie Presley with this Michael Jackson crap? Why did she marry that guy?
Oh jeez.
Hey, it's No Shave November.
It is?
Yeah, I'm starting a little late.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So what else happened? Gran Turismo, what, 5 is coming out.
Is it?
Yeah, but Forza Motorsport 3 came out, and there's been a couple threads in the lounge about that. I haven't picked it up yet myself.
Yeah, they had a nice little display over at SEMA, too. A little $10 off coupon.
Right next to my Camaro.
Yep.
So if you wondered which Camaro was mine, if you were at the Forza display and saw the really badass cyber gray one with the cool wheels and the dark windows and sweet, you know, Borla exhaust and all that crap, that was mine.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Thank you very much. So, you know what we should do? We should have a contest. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we'll have the public vote on it. Who can make the coolest... never mind.
Yeah.
Live and learn, baby. Man, it was... Since we weren't around all week, we don't have much to talk about. Anything else on your end?
No, I think that's it.
Well, let's move into the...
Let's wrap up.
The holiday season here.
Oh, boy. Ready for some holiday glee?
Holiday glee? That's right. You got to find the Jones Soda Thanksgiving... vomit soda.
You know what I forgot to do?
What's that?
I forgot to do the one for Halloween because I found the Jones soda for Halloween.
Where are they?
I brought them to work.
We tried
them at work. We drank them.
Were they crappy?
They were okay.
Which flavors were they this time?
They were, let me think here. One was it's like, I don't know, like cranberry or something.
That's probably rather tasty.
One was candy corn, which I know we've
done
before.
Yeah, right.
And another was some sort of strawberry mango or some crap like that.
Oh, you mean they didn't have like...
No, there was nothing gross.
You know, turkey gizzard or anything funky like that?
Let's wait for November. Let's wait for Thanksgiving.
Not Halloween, not cotton candy or slowpoke flavored soda. Or
exactly.
Apple with razor blade in it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Where did that ever come from?
I don't know.
I don't either. Well, we'll find out what happens next week. Always feel free to drop us a voicemail or an email, and we told you how earlier. Check us out in iTunes if you haven't already. What else?
Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.com/CamaroZ28.com.
Facebook fan page. Just search for CamaroZ28.com. You'll find us.
We're all over the place.
Yeah. That's it.
Yep.
We're out.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Automobile.